Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. And as we finished, Baruch Hashem, the halachas of mitzvah kiddush at night, we will now talk about the mitzvah kiddush by day. So there's a mitzvah midrabanon to make kiddush by day before the suda. At night it's a mitzvah deraisa, and by day it's a mitzvah derabanon. And the rabbanon made a smach, they learned it from a pasuk, zochas yom haShabbos lekachoy, but it's not a deraisa, it's a derabanon. And in Gemara calls it Kedusha Rabbah. This Kiddush is called the Big Kiddush. And the Rishonim talk, why is it called Kedusha Rabbah? If anything, it's not as big as the Kiddush at night, because it's only the Rabbanon, and that's the Raisa. So some say it's a Lashon Saginah, which means, because it's a smaller Kiddush, we say Kedusha Rabbah to make it sound more Chashev. The other reason given is, because since this only has a Bayer Pri Agafen as the Kiddush, and that by every Kiddush has a Bayer Pri Agafen, therefore called Kedusha Rabbah, this is the Kiddush that has the Iker part of Kiddush to it, the Bayer Pri Agafen. Now, how do you make this Kiddush? So the Iker mitzvah of Kiddush is to take a case of wine, take a cup of wine, and make a Bayer Pri Agafen. But the meaning is to start before with Pshukim, Veshom Brei Shalos HaShabbos, or Zochas Es Yom HaShabbos HaKachoy, Shesham Tavis Zikom Lachtecha. But the Mishmurah says, you should not start from Alkein Beira, because the complete pasuk is, Kisheshom Asa Hashem Es Shvayim Es Arts Yom HaKal HaShabam, Bayarach B'yem HaShvi'i, Alkein Beira HaShem Es Yom HaShabbos V'Kadoshayu. And since Moshe Rabbeinu did not split this pasuk, so therefore you shouldn't split the pasuk and don't start from Alkein Berach Hashem Hashem Shabbos. You should start from at least Kishesh Yom Asa Hashem Hashem Hashem. But the Aruch HaShulchan is Melamed Tzchus on the people who do start from Alkein Berach, and he says, because you're not trying to learn this pasuk or say this pasuk derech learning. You're just trying to say something before the Kiddush, and therefore it's fine. That's the Aruch HaShulchan wants to tie it to Falimud Tzchus for the people who start from Alkein Berach. But it's definitely better to start from the beginning and to say these psukim, because first of all, from Zohar, Shem HaShabbos HaKach is actually the asmachta, the makar, for the Rabbanon, that there's a din kiddush by day. And also because the Ramban says, every time you mentioned Zohar, Shem HaShabbos HaKach, you remember the Shabbos, that alone is a key of mitzvah saseh. And a Yom Tovim, the minig is to say, Eilam Adi Hashem Mekrei Kodesh, Da Moshe Esmad Hashem Reis Shol, and Rosh Hashanah, you say the Pasuk Tukub HaChai Yishai Pekesev HaGenu. But there were some Gedolei Yisrael, they bring down from the Chazanish, and others that didn't say any of the psukim. They just made the bracha Bayer Pri Agafen. So therefore, whoever had, everyone should do like their minig. If their minig just made Bayer Pri Agafen, that's good. And l'kuli ha'amayda, that you are yaitza l'chatchila with Bayer Pri Agafen without saying this psukim, it's a minig, and you're yaitza kiddush without saying this psukim. Therefore, if some women who have a hard time making kiddush, all they need is a Bayer Pri Agafen, and with that, you're yaitza kiddush. And this mitzvah of Kiddush Midrabanan by day is a mitzvah on the men, on women, and on Ktanim Shegil Chinuch. All have this mitzvah Midrabanan of Kiddush.